It's the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Hello, and once again, it's Monday night live from the Podcast Cubby here at the Old Chip British Pub and Restaurant. For the love of football, it's the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Yay!
All right.
Insert music here.
I know. That was good. You notice I left out that Cubby of Light and Cubby of Dreams? That was terrible last week.
Hey, are we getting up the theme music? Is it coming along?
Can we have an update once we get it?
I don't have an update. I was going to check on that. Yeah, huh? Don't know. We're going to...
Oh, the one Coldplay's writing for us? Or no, who was it? That's right.
No, it's Froggy Molly. We were hoping. Froggy Molly and Coldplay, yeah. Chris Martin.
No. I think Beyonce.
So speaking, before we introduce this lively... panel of experts. We unfortunately lost someone on the way here, and he couldn't make it.
Who?
Tim. Everton Tim.
Oh.
We're
going to Skype in.
Well, he's an Everton fan. What do you expect?
But he's given me a few things to say.
Okay, good. You know, so he took some notes for him. Okay. So, Coach.
You're going to talk about American football, weren't you? You're about to...
No, not at all. It's the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Yeah.
And so I'm a Yank. You're a Yank. We're sort of the two Yanks. So say something of
wisdom. We are the two Yanks.
As the two Yanks.
Well, I'll say something about it. It was fun yesterday. American football. You got one day out of the year we can talk a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah.
The Broncos, Peyton Manning. That was pretty cool.
How come, though?
Are we done?
At the end of the game, they say Broncos, world champions of American soccer football. Come on, guys. World champions.
Just like baseball, you know.
Oh. Yeah, but you're not world champions because you don't invite the world. But tell you what.
That's baseball.
That quarterback for the Panthers.
Cam Newton.
That guy's going to throw a thing through someone's head one day. I mean, he bullets
quit talking about things. This is boring. I don't want to talk about
I'm
gonna cut all that out.
Not allowed to talk about this.
Well, people don't.
So anyway, okay, we'll talk football. I'm excited about
football.
Leicester being at the top, and they were at the very bottom last year at this
time. There
you
go. That's
right. Kind of cool.
It is amazing.
I'm an underdog guy. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm a Reds fan.
You're
too.
You're a fucking dog.
I think this game with Leicester and Arsenal on Sunday, I think that's huge.
It's the crooks.
This weekend is massive.
The crooks?
Yeah.
It's the dogs'
win,
bollocks.
If they win.
Like the C-R-U-X crooks?
Is it the dogs'
the
bollocks?
Or C-R-O-K-S no. crooks?
Dogs' bollocks, something's beautiful.
Yeah.
This is something like scary good. So it's not really the
sounds
dogs'
like
bollocks.
Sounds like dogs' bollocks.
If someone scores a great goal, that's the dogs' bollocks. But.
Okay.
But you got to say,
gotta get this
even diehard Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool, Tottenham fans all going to be rooting for Leicester this weekend, right?
I don't know. They're not going to go for Leicester because they're right
they
behind
won't.
Them.
Well,
Chris
and Greg,
a draw would be the perfect result.
Yeah.
But
what you guys are hoping
if we
for?
Don't win the league, Leicester winning the league's perfectly fine as long as it's not Arsenal.
I think it's gonna be
we're starting to pipe in, but before we do, for our listeners, let me go around and introduce
Liverpool.
All the participants tonight. First to my left is Southampton Bob. He is the grand Pooba of AYSO, in addition to being a true blue Southampton fan. Hello, Southampton Bob.
True red and white.
True red and white. I knew as soon as I said blue that I missed that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll get it next
time.
Did you say Pooba?
Pooba. The Grand Pooba.
He's a cataclysm.
I just don't wear the hat.
That's
know?
Right. He's the Grand Pooba of Southampton football.
You mean Wurzel Gummidge anyway.
Yeah, you are a cataclysm.
It's actually Pooba. But.
And then next to him is, we haven't seen him for a while, but welcome.
Can't
it's great to
that.
See you again. It's Spurs Chris. Hello, Spurs Chris.
Hello. Yeah, one half of the Lily White contingent.
That's right.
We'll do a podcast extra to explain the difference between white and Lily White anytime you like.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Craig can comment on that one.
Okay. You'll have to do that next
special
time.
Guest.
The next person is his cohort in crime, Spurs, Greg. Hello, Greg. How you doing?
Really well. Thank you.
Hey, you're working the gear, looking good.
Yep. He's sponsored by Under Armour.
Yeah, sounds there you good. Go. And then next is the famous Eric the Ref.
Hey.
Hello, Eric.
Hey.
How you feeling about Liverpool?
With a paper bag over my head, great.
And then next to him is the co-founder of the show and also the president of the Peaky Blinders.
Bring it in his club.
Bringer, and also the Bringer Earners. He's got all the titles. It is Scouser Craig. Hello, Scouser Craig.
Let's get this posse started.
Very good. And then next is Leeds Jane, vice president and co-member of the Pick'em Hall of Fame. Hello, Miss Jane.
Hello.
That's it.
Yeah, Leeds didn't win this weekend, so I'm not very happy.
So you're not happy. Oh, she's sad. And then next to him and sharing the mic, next even though we have all the equipment, next to her, pardon me, next to her is
3-2-1.
It is getting up. Chelsea Craig. Chelsea Vince.
Hello? Am I on the right show? Hey, how's everyone doing?
What have you been smoking today, Bob?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That Skype not working knocked me off my game.
Chelsea Craig, Southampton Craig.
Yeah, I know, Southampton. I say
Tottenham
I
Craig.
I know. There you go. Leeds Craig.
Kata Kunsha Bob.
At least, okay, at least you got the Bob right, you know.
Well, we were off last week, and there were two Premier League games since then. There was an FA Cup round since then, and I think we've got Champions League and Europa League games coming up. So what I want to do is to just go around kind of in the same order we just started and get an update on each team from that fan, Southampton Bob. You had a great result this last weekend.
Well, we've had two good results. We beat United away, and then we beat West Ham with 10 men for big part of that game.
What was that like?
Scary.
I bet.
That was bad. That was, I don't think it was a red card. He should get yellow for that. But you're a referee.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, but, you know, the referee sees it from one position, and that's where he's going to make his decision.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, he has one angle.
Yeah, I mean, on TV, we got 27 angles, and,
To go 36 minutes man down and not give up a goal. And
that's defense is playing good. No. Virgil van Dijk, our player of the season. You
what about the goalie, Forster, right?
Oh, he's bloody monster.
He's come back five games, clean sheets?
Yeah, he's...
Or is that six now?
It's five.
Is it five? Okay.
He's a monster in there. He's bloody big.
Yeah, he looks like a pro-Russian wrestler.
Yeah, he does.
He's huge.
You know, you put him up against Klitschko, I think.
Isn't he the England backup goalie?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, he's excellent.
Well, there's now Butland, Forster, and Hart, so... First time in a long time, England have actually got three decent goalkeepers.
Yeah. Yeah, Butland's very
rare. Not Liverpool
very
ain't
good
got
this
one
year.
Of them, though, have they?
Yeah. Keep it up and you'll
very
have
sure-handed.
It's the entertainment value at Liverpool, you know?
No.
Yeah, keep it up and you'll have as many goalkeepers as the United States does many times.
But no, Saints are doing great, and I was very happy to see Charlie Austin come in. I mean,
okay, move on, Chris.
$4 million.
All right, he's
what a steal.
Now get to Tottenham. Sorry, yeah, I'm just kidding.
Go on to Tottenham because
that was rude. Mate, that was a crazy rude.
It's Tottenham.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
Craig, it's Tottenham made in Southampton. You know.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So what's the status of Wanyama? Is he still want to get out of there, or is he going to be around for a while?
Well, I don't know. It's whether or not they want to keep him now. It's a five game ban.
It's the third time, isn't it?
Yes, it's third. Yeah. Yeah. Two of them from Clattenburg. That's what gets me.
Wow.
You know, but
so you think is it? You know, he's having issues earlier. Is he trying to get out of that football club?
Oh, I thought he'd settled down again, but he gets this what they call it, a rush of blood, isn't it? You know, to the head and bang. Yeah, I don't know. Based on that, I don't know why anyone would want to take the chance of signing him.
Really? Yeah.
But he was big against United, and he was big against Arsenal.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I like him, but I just wish he'd calm down a little bit.
Yeah. They've come out of a good. So they had some issues. Southampton, what was it, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
They were starting to plummet down the table, and then Forster came back. And I don't think you guys have conceded a goal in five games.
No, that's right.
So I'm interested in what Southampton do because they're our feeder club. So I always want to know what's happening.
You're really disappointing Craig over there now.
So I want to know who else they're developing for
well,
us.
Well, you guys
to take
are a feeder
summer,
club
so.
For some other clubs as well. So I mean,
I
what's
I know Real Madrid, for Madrid. Gander, Real Madrid, right?
For Fulham and Arsenal. Fulham and Arsenal that are feeder club for.
And don't you think it's funny though? You know, you got Man City, Man United. All you ever hear about is going to pay 20, 30, 40, 50, or 100 million. What is it? They're going to pay for who's the kid? Neymar.
150 on him.
Yes, bloody ridiculous money, you know. He goes out there, he kicks the ball once, gets a broken leg, and he's...
Yeah, but they have insurance for that.
I know, but it's just that, and then £300,000 a week, or whatever.
And then you look
at
what I loved about the Man City-Leicester game, is you looked at the numbers. You know, £250 million spent in the transfer for Man City, and Leicester at about 55, which I thought that was high for them. Yeah. Goes in there and just beats them. That's part of the beauty, the mystique of the season that Leicester's had.
Mm-hmm. You
know, well, the Premier League in general, because our first team, because someone on Twitter, Spurs fan, actually went through our first team, and I think we spent $85 million on our first team, which if you consider the Chelsea, you know, Chelsea's, mm-hmm. Man United's, that's fuck all. Liverpool's, mm-hmm. It's a strange season.
Two
clubs at the top now who haven't really spent that much.
Yeah. And who's the best player in the league right now? I'd say it's probably Riyad Mahrez, who cost Leicester £400,000.
Yeah,
wow.
It's looking like a good investment at this point.
Yeah, on the same pitch as De Bruyne and Sterling, who cost, both of those players cost probably three times as much as Leicester did, just for those two.
Right, yeah.
Crazy.
It's a crazy
Chris, talk
season.
About, it's a good time to say something about Soccernomics. The book you just read.
Soccernomics?
Well, yeah, if we're going to get into that.
I mean, just, you know, it's go a good go good timing.
We were discussing before the show a good book to read up on if you want to see what really affects the winning teams in the Premiership and all the teams around the world is Soccernomics. Kind of breaks it down, the factors that really affect whether a team's going to do well. And I'm glad that Coach brought it up because Leicester are absolutely bucking the statistical trend, so kind of doesn't make sense in this context. But it talks about player wages, and player wages are what determine which teams win the leagues.
So there's a direct, is there a direct correlation between wages and the results?
That's
basically what the book's saying?
That's the only consistent correlation between teams that do well.
That
and
was
teams
then,
that
but
don't.
Now I think that's changing. I think you're going to see
this season's
a trend.
Pretty weird. Yeah.
We're having a strange season. I mean, Leicester City. If you look at their wage bill, it's
this is an anomaly this year for sure.
Yeah, you could probably get the whole Leicester team paid for what they give Wayne Rooney at Manchester United to fall over and you know,
and then
fail to pass the ball.
Behind that, if Leicester wasn't taking all the, you know, the limelight, you've got Bournemouth is doing excellent. You look
they just got beaten by our favorite team,
they
Arsenal 2-0.
They did, but you look at the season they're having. You look at the three teams that were promoted. All three of them, you can argue, are going to stay up.
And they're all playing really good football as well, which is contradictory to, say, a Sam Allardyce or a Tony Pulis side, who those two managers kind of believe the only way you can stay up and survive is to play shithouse football. Mm-hmm. But those three clubs are bucking that trend and proving those guys are dinosaurs.
Yeah.
That's a new term. We haven't had that one. Shithouse football.
Shithouse football.
Yeah.
Well,
I like that.
I think that's a first.
It means bad.
It's like a shithouse
for the Americans.
That's Sunday. Oh, okay. That's a Sunday morning.
Add that
term
to the lexicon.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it really is an unusual season from that point of view. You know, like I said, the promoted teams looks like they should, if they continue to, you know, play as well as they are, they should stay up. You've got Newcastle's in trouble. I mean, that'd be like a Leeds, right? If they were to get relegated,
Newcastle.
I actually would. I would actually. I think it was last week on TV. Who was it that made the comment? I was actually impressed because I didn't think he knew very much. The American guy,
Kyle.
Kyle Martinez said last week that Aston Villa are going to go into the scrapyard of championship football with Leeds. So I think Aston Villa is more of a shocker for me. Newcastle, mm-hmm. I've always like kind of played around with the bottom of the division. Yeah.
Yeah. They got relegated like 4 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
So it's not like
it's not, for me, it's not a big shock.
And they yo-yoed straight back up again. But Villa have never been out of the Premier League.
No, they're
never,
a great, it's a great stadium to go to, great fans. It's really sad. Boom. They're going to be like Leeds. It might take some good doing for them to get back up because...
I don't see them bouncing back up.
I don't see them bouncing back.
Well, not with that ownership.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they didn't buy one player. Yeah. Craziness.
Now, is he going to sell that club? I know there's always those rumors going around.
There's supposed to be someone in the wings, but why would you want to do that? This is the year you've got to stay up, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's money now. Like, the Premier League is just running away with it. And that's probably a good segue into why Liverpool fans walked out in the 77th minute, which, by the way, I think any sane fan would agree with what they did.
Yeah, it seems like all fans are supporting it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a shame that,
well, that was the first
they then
thing.
Went and conceded two goals after they all left.
No, but Menulet left with them.
Yeah, that's got to give respect to the goalkeeper.
Menulet left
as well. Guy is fucking useless.
They heard Craig sing,
"No, really,
you'll never walk alone," and they all just
that was
out.
A good first statement, but they've got to, they what they need to do is
but you know
knock
what?
Is not go to
well,
a game?
Well, you know, here's the thing. The amount of people that left was not that much. Not compared to the all
10,000. It looked pretty empty to me.
It was 10,000.
10,000 out of 44. It wasn't. It didn't even
still
look like that.
I think 25% is pretty good.
I would expect, you know, Liverpool's a militant town. I would expect more of them to have walked out, but they didn't.
Mm. But that's indicative of the Premier League now, isn't it? I imagine a lot of those fans who were there were the ones that you get in most Premier League stadiums now, which are tourist fans who've paid money to go there. And they're not going to walk out.
No,
you've just flown over from Norway or China or whatever. Yeah. You know, by the way, I'm not digging at Liverpool.
No,
I'm not digging at, honestly, I doubt it happens everywhere.
More than 4,000 foreigners in this stadium at any given time. But it's just, you know, you're not seeing all of it. £77 is for the highest top seat. The rest are still cheaper than what you pay for Tottenham and Chelsea.
And that's for six games only.
Yeah. You know, so it seems to be a little bit exaggerated, I don't know.
Yeah, and isn't it only like 200 seats or something?
Well, they've built this humongous, supposed to be the biggest stand in Europe. And obviously, I mean, when did they say, we've got to pay for it? No, you've got the billions from the soccer rights to pay for it. But £77 to me, okay. If I was going, you know, for the one-off, going visits, I wouldn't mind paying £77.
That's the one-off, though,
yeah.
Isn't it?
But the thing is, the rest aren't like that. They're all at 29, 39, 49. Mm. It's just those high-end seats, those group seats that are £77. And if you're going to make a big hoopla over £77, and, you know, how do you become a big club or get back to being a big club when you're complaining about paying
what was the bottom seat before? What was the lowest price before?
I think it's at 29.
No, but what was it?
The lowest price at Anfield is £9.
Yeah, there is
£9
for the Class C games at the worst seats in the stadium.
Wow.
You pay £9. And I'm actually breaking out in a rash right now because I agree with Craig. I think
it's got to be freaking you out.
The club's entitled to charge whatever they like for the game, and the £77 applies to the best games
and the best seats.
And only some of the seats. Yeah. So suck it up.
Wasn't the £77 for the Sunderland game? Or did I misunderstand
that? It was for Class A games.
No, the £77 isn't set yet. That's when the stadium, when the new stand opens next year.
Oh, okay.
So it's for next year.
I didn't really understand what they were doing.
Now,
I don't agree with it then.
For instance, Greg and Bob, what's the average season ticket price compared to like the 77? I mean,
well, at Saints, we start, I think it's around £5.95 going up.
£5.95.
£595
for season tickets.
You know,
well, on a per game basis. Well, so it sounds to me like there's a bunch of seats that are going to be less.
My last Premiership game was Tottenham Aston Villa at Tottenham's ground. I took my son to it. I paid £40 a ticket right from a scalper, and I was quite happy to pay that because it was a big game. It was a Premiership game, and I wanted to see a Premiership game. So we had a choice. Either it was Arsenal West Ham, but it was at West Ham, it's a small stadium. So I said we should go to the Tottenham one. So with my son, I took my son to the Tottenham one, and it was great. I had a great time. I loved it. I was sitting right next to the Aston Villa fans, and so there was all this singing going back and
forth. So roughly
a great atmosphere 30, for a small team.
£30, is that like?
No, in at Spurs, there's a London, there's a
higher than that.
London clubs are obviously higher anyway.
Okay.
But Spurs particularly is pretty high because aside from it being a fairly small stadium in comparison to some of the bigger clubs, there's a 7-year demand on season tickets, for example. So there's constantly people trying to get tickets. So the club can get away with charging quite a lot because the supply and demand economics works out for them.
Right.
Plus it's London.
And it's London. So yeah, I would say what I saw recently, I think ours are the third or fourth most expensive in the league. Arsenal's are far and away the most expensive. I think then Chelsea, then Spurs and maybe... Not Man City, because actually Man City's are pretty low because they just have the Arabs to just subsidise it. But it's another club. Name escapes me.
The Arsenal one, you have to pay a £30 something before you can buy the tickets, right?
I'm not sure.
You pay a membership fee first. So you're going to see a game. Go with Arsenal. Oh, I'll go and watch Arsenal. You have to pay a fee, and then you pay for your tickets.
That's actually true of Liverpool as well, though.
Is it?
If you want to buy a package of Liverpool.
Most Premier League clubs, you have to pay for
the same. I pay £30 for Saints membership.
Why?
Because when I go back, I get first dibs on tickets.
Well, of course you do, because you're the only one getting them, buying them.
Well, let's get back. Let's get back to talking about football.
I get choice seats.
Let's get away from economics and talk about football. And now, Chris and Greg, you got to tell me how you guys feeling right now about your club. And I mean, it's great. I said last couple weeks ago, and you were here, Greg.
They're feeling dizzy.
They're a fun team to watch from a neutral point of view.
It's not just our position in the league table. I think we are now 5 wins on the trot. Greg will correct me if I'm wrong. But it's Four. It's not just the wins that we're getting. It's the level of comfort that we seem to have. As Spurs fans, you're always waiting for the other team to get a cheeky winner in the last minute of the game. And we haven't really been having that feeling. So it's very strange. I'm sure it's all a big setup for... total capitulation
massive,
at the end of the season.
Bottle job. And we'll be right behind you when it happens.
You can all
right?
laugh at us for, you know, extended
I'll
periods
be right
of time.
There.
Scylla's going to come out and go, surprise, surprise!
Surprise, surprise!
But I tell you
it's
what.
It's all been a dream.
This is a, this is a prediction right here. With 13 games to go, we are glued on for fifth. We are not going to finish below fifth this year.
I think that's one of those.
I'm putting it out there.
I don't want to jinx the team, so one of those things. I don't know. I think you
guys are... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Let me just read. So read what the Watford manager said about us, because this I think is quite interesting. He said, for me, it's the best team we've played. We played twice against Man City, twice against Tottenham, twice against Chelsea, and I think this is the most complete team. It was impossible to deal with them. We try to train a lot and try to take care a lot what happens in transition. We know perfectly what we want to do when we recover the ball. We tried to play, but it was impossible. Wow. I think when someone says that, you know that your team's doing something right.
Yeah. No, like I said, it's...
But...
What's fun is it's such a balanced team.
Yeah.
The midfield's strong. No, the defense is strong.
But here's the thing. So that's the good side. But the bad side is we got Man City next, and our record against Man City at the Etihad is absolutely atrocious. Aguero constantly scores against us. So if we lose that game, we're back and forth, and suddenly it's not quite as cool as it looks right now. So it can all change very quickly. So we're just enjoying it at the moment and hoping we continue to do well. But as... Chris said, we have a tendency to fuck these things up, so no one's getting too carried away.
It's got to be, even if it's maybe temporary and it won't last, it's got to be fun to be over Arsenal, right? Pardon me. Let me do that again.
I wish we had the Arsenal fans
3-2-1. It's got to be kind of fun to be over Arsenal. I got to remember it's at 22 minutes where that came out.
The last time we got overexcited about this, I think, was when we were 10 points clear of them. And I was just like anyone else, absolutely convinced we'd finish above them, giving all my Arsenal friends a lot of shit for mind the gap and all that. And then they managed to reel us in and finished 1 point ahead of us. So I'm not getting carried away.
And right now, we're exactly 0 points ahead of them.
It's just on goal difference.
It's a little early to be cocky on
that.
You're
right, it is nice, but this weekend it could change. They beat Leicester and we lose to City, and that means nothing. So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's move along to the next team in the line. There's Eric the Ref. Man, I'm having trouble here.
Eric the Reds.
Eric the Ref.
Reds.
Is it Red or Ref? Every week we do this.
Yeah, I say Red. He likes Ref.
It's Ref. So, Eric the Ref, what do you think of Liverpool? And you got to say something. It's a podcast. You can't give facial expressions and things.
It's very pain. We can describe the facial expressions. It's very pain.
Very pain and shaking his head back and forth. And
For me, the season's a wash. Whatever. Don't
wash?
Care. Well,
it's a total loss.
Yeah, whatever. You know,
it's a throwaway season.
Yeah. I'm glad Klopp didn't go spend big money on Teixeira. Let him go to China, play over there, whatever. Save the money. He's going to come in. I feel he's going to come in, clean house up. The keeper has to go. Got to bring in some central defenders.
Did he just sign a new contract?
Yeah, but he's...
Details.
Sign a contract. I could boost him up. Dump him.
Mm. And he really boosted him up on Sunday, didn't he? Saturday.
But, I mean, we don't know what he got for the contract.
Yeah, players often sign contracts and then they're gone in 6 months. They're really not...
Contracts don't mean anything anymore.
No.
I know,
not
but
really.
He's right what he says.
With their egos, though, isn't it like an enforcement of their faith in you? And why the heck do they have faith in this guy?
Well, I guess they do need him to play somewhat decently for the next couple of months. So
who's the backup?
Bogdan.
Well, and he's worse.
Little ginger-headed twat.
He's terrible.
Yeah, so
you should bring Reina back.
No, he's fucking terrible too.
Well, I mean, that's why he lost Danny Ward. They're their third string stop shopper. I mean, he's better than those two right now.
So what's gone wrong if you watch Liverpool week in, week out? Why are they not getting it done?
They're so consistent of being inconsistent.
I don't think
that's their problem.
I think what's wrong is they don't have strikers and they don't have a good defense. I think and I'm not a fan of the possession football because we just don't have a lot of possession. We're not winning it. But if you have possession and we've got a good strike and a great defense, then, you know, we know where the faults lie. We don't have a great striker. We don't have an out striker. I've been talking about Chicharito for the last year. That he's an out-and-out striker. Puts his foot in his leg where it should be. Doesn't take on players. That's what we need. Benteke's not smart enough. He's done.
He was banging him in
there. Like, he looks like he's got a fucking, fucking...
It's just a difference.
Yeah, it doesn't suit that style.
No, you know what? I don't think he
works well.
You know what?
Villa.
A striker is a striker. I don't know what you're talking about. Style. Nope. If the ball's in the penalty area, fucking score.
Benteke's
He can't do it.
You've got to get it to
him. If he has to think about it, he can't do it.
Yeah.
That's his problem.
When he was at Villa,
not a striker.
The ball came over, it was on his head, it was bang, it was in the net.
Yeah.
Most of his goals he scored were headers.
Yeah, but what did they win with him?
Liverpool don't put many crosses in the game, and Benteke's strong, like his major asset, is his ability to attack crosses, score a lot of headers. In that volley he scored against, was it Old Trafford? That wasn't. Was it?
Can't remember.
Do you remember that amazing?
Yeah, but that was a bicycle kick.
Bicycle kick, yeah. But those kind of balls that are coming in from the wings, Liverpool just don't play that style. That's what I mean, Craig. When I say it doesn't fit your
style. But those balls are going into him and he misses them. And
really?
He's never there. He hasn't got that poacher mentality.
And I don't see him setting up runs too. Like you see, when you see them attacking the goal, he's not trying to get behind the defenders.
He doesn't run,
off the ball. Because he's fucking stupid.
I'll tell you, in my opinion, he's the kind of striker who will benefit in playing in a more traditional 4-4-2 where he's got another striker playing with him and he's got wingers.
Yeah.
He's not going to fit Liverpool's style of play, which is a little more through the middle, a lot more through balls, players running onto them. But he's not that quick. Although you'd expect him to be, but he doesn't move very quickly.
Right.
No.
He doesn't move well away from the ball.
Firmino and Benteke don't work good together.
Yeah.
I mean, Firmino's...
But Firmino's been a bright spot.
He's coming around pretty good.
I don't even think he's found his place yet.
Best game was when he paired up with Coutinho.
Man City, great. Well, Coutinho should be back. I don't know whether it's tomorrow against West Ham, but he's supposed to be.
Did Serge play?
No, he was warming up.
No, he was on the bench.
And you know what? Milner nearly ran into him. And they had to move out the way. Like, oh, yeah. Injured him while he's on the warming up on the sidelines. That's got to be like...
Didn't they say he might play tomorrow?
Yeah, a little bit. But he'd probably get hurt.
I think it's time to get rid of Sturridge.
Everyone said get rid of Suarez and look what he's doing. Oh, Suarez bites people, get rid of him. He's
Sturridge
a disgrace. Look what Suarez is doing now. He's outshining them all.
Scored 30 so far.
Yeah, he's outshining them all in Spain. I would have done what Everton did with Stones. Said, fuck
can
off
you
and stay.
Suarez and Sturridge the same player?
I thought Sturridge was skill
biting
was phenomenal.
And being constantly injured, slightly different.
Yeah.
Like, he's constantly injured is the point. Like, yeah. Suarez,
well,
by
I don't
all
even
accounts,
know whether he's injured anymore.
I think it's
just
more mentality
he's scared
now.
Scared to get injured.
Well, that's what Klopp's insinuating from a lot of his...
Well, even that Steven Gerrard book he was talking
about. I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he really did support Suarez. He really did. He said, you know, you got to know the man. He said, and you don't know what it's like to be in that intense pressure cooker, and all of a sudden it just turns on you, and you do something stupid, you regret it for a week, a month, a year, or whatever. Yeah, it is out
you
there.
You bit someone once, but you do it again, and I'll do it on the world stage.
You could bite them five times, I'd still have them.
But I thought it was interesting that Gerard's take on it, he didn't slam him at all. He just said he loved playing with
How
Suarez.
How can you slam
him?
He's one of the greatest players in
the
world
now. That's what Gerard said.
He's just nuts.
That's what Gerard said.
Well, isn't genius borderline nuts? You know what I mean? Look at Cantona, the same thing.
Don't forget
Gaza.
Along
the same lines, Gerard would have to talk Sturridge into playing.
Yeah.
Sturridge would, I'm hurt, and then Gerard would have to go through this whole thing trying to get him to play.
It's not the same thing.
Not the same mentality at all. Completely opposite.
Yeah. Of Sturridge.
Right.
Yeah.
Suarez and Sturridge.
Sturridge is fragile.
It's two
men. Suarez was a warrior, man.
Yeah.
With teeth.
Big fucking teeth.
Hey, boys, Liverpool fans, where do you think you'll finish the season? Or what do you think you'll win the League Cup?
Above Chelsea.
Think you'll beat City in the final?
We've got a chance on the day, right? Do I think?
Confident?
I hope.
I think they will.
Yeah, we beat them 4-1.
We always feel confident. I mean, every time we play a game, I mean, we all... you feel like you're going to win the game. You go, okay, we got a good lineup.
You start with confidence.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, let's see what we got. And you start seeing the ball. Like, that, what was it? I think when we played Leicester, and I texted you. Like, oh, pass. Oh, wait, forgot to shoot the ball. We ended up losing 2-0.
Well, you know what? We haven't talked. I haven't talked about the Leicester games or that. We beat Leicester 4 weeks ago, and we were all over them for the whole of the game. And I believe, I didn't see the other one because it was a midweek game, but we were there too. It's just we don't have the strikers. And then at the end of the day, when they get their odd one or two shots on goal, like your goalkeeper's supposed to pull out, because every goalkeeper in the Premiership is going to save shots, right? Because he's going to be shot at no matter how good a defence you have in front of you. You're going to have balls come through and you're going to have to save him. He's not doing it. He's not pulling them out.
I tell you, that Jamie Vardy goal against Liverpool was awesome.
Yeah, well, and that's down to him as well. He was off his line.
He even said, I watched him for about 20 minutes.
He kept coming out. Yeah.
And he kept coming out off his line. Oh, I'll just have a go.
Wow, but the strike it
must have chatted. He must have chatted shit.
That was crazy.
And he got banged.
That was crazy.
Let's talk about Chelsea.
A little Let's talk about Chelsea.
Hello, Chelsea.
Is the season still on?
They lost the game, the first one since Hiddink.
You lost a big. You lost. You're wondering what everyone's talking about.
Pardon me. They tied. You're right.
You lost a big player this week,
Zuma.
Yeah, I was sad when I had him.
6 months.
What happened to Zuma? Yeah.
Been doing that dance too much. Yeah,
it looks like he tore his ACL. He's out for 6 months.
Oh, that's Zumba, right?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Zumba.
He's doing that dancing too much.
Zumba.
Yeah, he just felt funny trying to get a ball, and his leg basically went completely.
They carried him off, didn't they?
Yeah, carried him off. Wow. So that's a downer. But I guess Cahill's going to have to step up now. So that was an exciting game,
which was very strange. I was expecting United-Chelsea on paper like it was going to be terrible.
I thought the first 20 minutes it was going to be 4-0 United, because Chelsea was like, they couldn't string two passes together.
Yeah.
Fabregas kept giving the ball away. I mean, it was, you know, it was just, and then lost the thought here. Costa was getting a little riled up here and there. I was like, okay, here we go. He's going to start.
Typical, yeah.
He's going to go back to his way, and then we're not going to get anything. But, you know, at the end, you know, they pulled out a win. They didn't give up. So, I mean, not a win, but a draw anyway. But
if you had 11 Willians, you'd win the league.
Yeah.
I know. That guy is great.
He's come far and away Chelsea's best player every time I watched
him. Oh, yeah. He's pretty incredible.
Whatever happened to Hazard?
Hazard's been injured. So he's kind of, they're just giving him small steps, get out so he doesn't re-injure himself. But he's starting to come around here and there. But he's not the guy to lead the attack anymore. I can tell he's always sitting back. He's giving the ball away. He doesn't do his tracking across. He doesn't pull defenders away.
Is it his injury that's caused him to kind of lose his mojo?
A little bit. I think once Mourinho had left, I think he was back on track. And then I think he got injured a couple times, so.
What do you think of the comments about Chelsea players not playing hard and, in effect, giving up on Mourinho so that he would leave? Because he leaves, and now they haven't lost since then. You think there's merit to that? Or?
There's a little.
And if so, I mean, that's shit to me.
They're tying a lot of games.
Well, they're not losing. Yeah, you know, they're drawing. Yeah. Yeah. They got a win here and there, but they're not losing. And they're decent draws. They're not one-sided draws or last minute like the United game. Mm-hmm. They're actually coming together as a team. You know, they're starting to defensive straighten up a little bit.
When you watch them, they look like a completely different team than they did the last few games under Mourinho.
Yeah.
And there's something wrong with that.
I think part of that is, as you know, Mourinho likes to, you know, defense back. You know, he starts there, and he just wants counterattack. That's all he wants, you to let them have the ball, to push it around, and then when the time comes, you make your chance and you go. And then once you do that, a lot of times at the end of last season, he did that where you get the goal and that's it. I want you to sit back. I don't want you even trying to score any more goals. And you know, you can see the team didn't like that. I think there's a little bit of friction with them. Yeah. And I think as the season went on, or this season anyway, I think they got tired of that. Like, we want to branch out and do a little of our own. And I think
that's what Hiddink was.
I think as a whole, the team
let him play more, right?
So
yeah. I mean, fast break.
If one guy's having issues with the manager, and then it's slowly feeding off to another player, and then it's going on to another player, and then another, it's starting to cause, you know, a little ruckus, and then now it's going to affect everybody's play. So I think at one point it was just, and you know, Mourinho, it's his way or no way. So he'd rather leave than compromise. And I don't know, sometimes you need to compromise.
And we're probably not going to find out exactly what happened until they start writing tell-all books about it.
But they're
professional football players. They should do what the manager tells them. I think a lot of them didn't have Gus Hiddink in mind when they were trying to get rid of Mourinho so badly, because it doesn't seem like they're thriving anything under the current system either.
No.
So, well, they're determined to draw every game for this match.
Right. It was interesting that Terry is leaving. He's not retiring. He's leaving at the end of the season.
Oh, careful. Now Zuma's hurt. He could get his 1 year contract.
He said there's absolutely no contact between me and the management.
It's weird, isn't it? So weird. It sounds like it's an absolute clusterfuck. Yeah. They don't know what they're doing. Like in terms of,
I think what it is. I see. There's 2 points. Yeah. He's been
the same type of thing with Gerard. They didn't give him any kind of indication.
Well,
and that pissed him off.
Because John, they have that whole deal. If after you're 30, you get 1 year contract. So every year since he's been 30, by January they've already talked to him and saying, okay, yeah, we want you back for another year. So this year they haven't done anything because one, Hiddink isn't going to be the manager.
Too many own goals.
You know, he's not going to be the manager. So I think what they're doing is they're trying to get a manager in there and then let him say, okay, this is why I want these players. I want these guys out. And then if he decides he needs John Terry in there, then they'll say, okay, here you go. It's on the table.
Yeah, but John Terry's, John Terry is to Chelsea what Steven Gerrard is to Liverpool. I mean, that's one guy.
John doesn't want to leave. That's why he's making this deal.
He is the same thing. He's a liability at his age and they need to get rid of him. He's not the player he was. So.
I don't agree with that.
Chuck him on his ass.
I think he's having a pretty good season, and I think he's great for the dressing
room.
Chris,
tell us how you really feel about John Terry. Jeez,
he's having a pretty good season. Have you seen what Chelsea have been doing this season? He's been a part of that team, and he promotes himself as this fantastic club captain.
Yeah.
I'm the big
cool
man,
Chris.
And he couldn't keep that team together. That was his job to keep the team together, and there's complete turmoil in that team.
I don't know whether I agree with that. There's way too much going on with top management in football now, because you could say the same thing about when Frank Lampard left. You could say the same thing about when Steven Gerrard left.
But he's still there. John Terry's still there, and he can't hold that team together. He should be the leader.
There's way too much crap going on behind the scenes for that to.
And we've got to wait for those books.
Yeah, exactly. But I think he's having a pretty good season, and he's John Terry. He's the talisman of Chelsea, and it's, I would agree with that not getting another year if he was playing terrible, but compared to the rest of the team, I don't think he's having a bad season.
I'd agree with that point. I mean, individually, he's been okay. But I think he may have lost his mind is when he claimed that Chelsea fans were the best fans in the world. Because clearly he doesn't remember how many A4 banners they like to make in their back gardens and whatnot. So, I don't know. An A4 size. They like to make those A4 size banners with Rafa out and all of those ones. Or Lampard, you're a bastard for leaving us. And they like drawn by their children.
For the American audience, A4 is a piece of paper.
It's a size.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
It's like it's letter. It's like 8.5 by 11.
I must be a
young. I was thinking close enough. I thought you were talking about Audi.
Oh, that's standard.
I think it's 11 by 17.
11 by 17 is
no. You're thinking of A3.
Yeah, A3. What about A7?
A4's normal letter size.
Is that like meters versus miles or kilometers and all that crap?
Yes.
Hey, do you know what propaganda is?
No.
When a Cockney looks really long at something. As a propaganda.
When a Cockney looks at... Oh, no.
The things that pop into your head, Craig.
I'm glad you explained that.
There's no propaganda. The Cockney looks real long at something. Propaganda. Gander. Have a propaganda, mate. Gosh. A gander's look.
Isn't gander, isn't it?
A gander like in a Cockney is a look at something.
I know.
So a proper...
I thought that was like
a
fucking hard when you got to explain it, isn't it?
Whatever. I wouldn't
just laugh and think that you do understand it.
Hey, I'll ask you guys a question. Where do you think United would be if De Gea wasn't playing in goal for him?
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's
he'd be right down there with Chelsea.
Both of those.
Yeah. They'd be right down there.
Phenomenal.
12th.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would be right down there. He's pretty much the best player.
Just think, if we had De Gea and Vardy, we'd be top of the league.
More than likely.
Oh, here we go.
But he's got to be worth 20 points to them this year.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well, he did that last year, too. He kept them in the running.
You could say that about Czech, too.
Yeah, Czech, too, yeah.
Amazing.
Chelsea's got to be kicking themselves.
I think it was Ivanovic yesterday. He had a blistering shot at point-blank range.
Oh,
and
yeah.
De Gea just swung his arm out at the last second and saved it. I've never seen a save like that. It was absolutely amazing.
That would have took my arm off. That shot that was going that hard.
No one.
I thought it was going to break his fingers because he literally stopped the ball. Literally, boom, hand stopped, and that was it.
Yeah, he's incredible.
They are a dumpster fire, aren't they, United? But they're still fifth, which is what is...
That's incredible.
You really annoying.
But I put it all down to him.
Me? Because yeah, fucking don't look a point at me for.
Craig hasn't been playing.
Yeah, I haven't fucking
well,
playing.
Well, he's vexed him or whatever it is, you know, I don't know. But no, serious, I mean...
It just landed on Liverpool as well.
Can I just say, I thought Van Gaal was going to explode yesterday. Did anyone see his interviews after the game?
Good, yeah.
It was quite hilarious.
Was it as good as when he called that, I mean, and you fat man, to that...
he told some reporter that he wanted his name and he was going to have him sacked. I'm going to have him sacked tomorrow.
Just an angry worm.
That guy and they're talking to Mourinho behind your back and you're supposed to not notice it? I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, but how do you know they're talking to Mourinho?
That's just paper tool.
Yeah.
That's paper tool.
How do you know they're talking to Mourinho?
You know what?
They're doing it.
That's
by the same token, what about... Pochettino, is he really thinking about it, considering it?
No, he's staying at Tottenham.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, we spoke to him yesterday. We had a little call on, we had a little phone conversation.
Going to Fulham.
Skype
call. He loves Tottenham because they're the best club in the world, so yeah. Why would he leave?
The bestest club ever.
I heard Brentford.
Yeah.
I had Fulham coming in for them.
No, I think that's where Rodgers is going. I don't know. To be honest, he left Southampton for Spurs. That was ambition. Spurs to United would be an ambitious move for him, but we were talking about this earlier. We were talking about this earlier. Like, is he comfortable? I think Bob and I were talking about this earlier. Is he comfortable? Is Pochettino the type of manager to be comfortable to be given a load of money, which is what would have to happen at United, to go and buy a bunch of players and get immediate success? I'm not so sure.
If you
look at what he's done at Southampton and Spurs, he got given time. He wanted to promote youth. He didn't want to go out and spend a whole bunch of money. He wants this team to be a team that will build a legacy, and he can say, I took these kids, I made them who they are today. Is he going to be able to do that, United?
Well, don't forget,
he ain't leaving Spurs. Why would he leave Spurs?
You've got a new stadium.
Well, they are a much bigger club than us. That's not.
Yeah,
and
but
they have a lot more money.
Yeah, but people, at the end of the day, people really do tend to like money. And Man U and Chelsea.
Yeah, but okay, if you're in the Champions League and say you win the Premiership, why the fuck would you want to leave?
Because people like money.
Yeah, but tell me, he wins the Premiership with Spurs, he won't get enough money for his grandkids to live on for the rest
no,
of the
life. No, Spurs are pretty tight.
When are you guys getting your new ground?
With the Yiddos.
2 years.
Years.
Yeah, they pinky promise they're going to start building it next year, but we're waiting.
I mean, I would be very surprised because of all those factors you just described, Bob, as well, like the stadium, the fact we may be in the Champions League. He's watching this team develop and grow. It's his team. He's been given time to do it. He's not been given a lot of money. He doesn't need the money.
That is the big
You'd think
thing.
He'd stay, but people like money. So who knows?
He could be the new Arsene Wenger, except not a twat. So
if he stayed at Spurs, that would be great. But
crossing our fingers.
Well, that brings up an interesting point in Van Gaal's interview yesterday. He compared himself to Fergie. Remember Fergie when he first started out,
and he asked 6 years before he won one FA Cup. 6 years.
He asked his reporter, said, "No, I wasn't born." And you go home and you speak to your father.
Honestly, I hope he stays for
desperate.
Ages.
Oh, I hope
that's
he stays.
That's desperate.
Like, I hope the singer stays in Arsenal.
He was talking about the singer, Fergie.
That is desperate,
Whole different thing.
I know, we were laughing. I'm sorry, it was quite comical.
He looks like a thumb, doesn't he? Just doesn't
he looks like a transvestite. He looks like a transvestite.
It's just such a bizarre... It's got no neck, it's just like this one thing. It's like a little worm.
Oh, wow.
Now we're getting personal.
We are getting ugly.
Sorry.
You're next.
That's right.
Another guy we can't have on the show.
Donald Trump has wig on.
All right. So what do we want to talk about next?
Wrap it up.
Who's going down? Talk about who's going down.
I'll cut that out. 3-2-1. So who do we think is going to be relegated?
Chelsea. Send them down. Send them down. No, they're not going to happen.
I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah, they're not going to happen.
Villa's gone.
Villa?
Sunderland is gone, right? They're not going to survive, are they?
Sunderland are in a lot of trouble, but they've got Big Sam.
They do every year, right?
They've got Big Sam, and they're not playing bad football.
Big Fat Sam.
About Swansea.
Swansea's a good chance.
Swansea's in trouble.
Swansea has a good chance.
I still think Bournemouth might have a good chance to go down as well.
I think Bournemouth will probably scrape enough points together. The team I'm worried about on recent form is Norwich. They cannot find a win or a point.
Yeah, they're on free fall. Absolutely.
Yeah, but no one. Point. They go up and down. They're the same kind
of
team.
Yeah, they up and down divisions.
But if they go down, it's no big deal because they'll make a bunch of money coming back up. Yeah. Right?
Well, it's getting interesting in the Championship again. Hull now are number one, right?
Yes.
Hull, Middlesbrough, and then, what is it, Brighton?
Hull will be coming back up. Wow.
It's Brighton right now, I think. think.
Yeah. And Leeds can't even compete with Hull.
It's just mismanagement.
Okay, they got £60 million just for going up and coming straight back
down.
I think getting a lot more than that.
Exactly. So that's not a good...
But that's Hull.
But Middlesbrough, now, they just barely missed being
the fuck
in the playoffs, right?
They missed the last couple of years in the playoffs.
How long
other than if you like the House Martins, they're good.
Guys, how many years ago did Middlesbrough go down? 5? 6?
Middlesbrough?
Yes,
It's got to be 6.
Say it.
Middlesbrough?
Middlesbrough.
Borough.
Middlesbrough. Hey, bro, it's Middlesbrough.
But how many years has it been? 5 or 6?
I think it's 6 years.
A long time.
Hey, Bromeister.
The biggest one's Forest. I mean, they've won the European Cup twice.
But that was in the 70s.
80s.
The
82, I believe, was one.
Middlesbrough actually won the League Cup and got to the final of the Europa League, like, less than 10 years ago. Just a little factoid.
And that was the Newcastle manager, right?
Yeah, it's McLaren, yeah.
McLaren, yeah.
So, you know, when I grew up, Middlesbrough were always in the Premier League. In fact, they were the first game that I ever went to watch when I was like 8 years old, Manchester United versus Middlesbrough when Cantona was playing.
Mm. Wow. And he's the one that built Manchester United, not Ferguson.
Fucking right he did. Yeah.
Don't, please.
I think Cantona, didn't he, like, save the world?
Did I believe so. I think he's in the new Captain America movie, actually. Part of the Avengers.
I mean, he made Manchester United for 25 years, even though he only played for a couple.
He changed the dynamics, you cunt. And don't cut that out.
That was actually a great comeback.
Not very creative, but it was good.
Very creative. Oh, that's funny. Absolutely savage.
Savage. You're a savage scouser.
All right, let's get this party over. I've got to get to bed. I start early in the morning.
Well, I got 77 minutes still.
Yeah, you got to walk out in 77 minutes. Yeah, keep it going.
That's right. The party's still going. Champions League football's coming up, right?
Next week, I think. So,
Next week.
Okay. Not for Spurs, though. This is our traditional exiting the Europa League to Fiorentina period of the season.
Right.
And I for one, don't mind. I think we should get
out of that
competition.
It fucks you up, doesn't it?
It's good for you guys now to get out.
Yeah.
I'd rather win the FA Cup and come in the top four.
Yeah.
Liverpool could still have a good season if they obviously win the Capital One. It's Capital One League, right?
Yeah.
Still
Milk Cup, League Cup, whichever one.
League Cup.
It won't be the Mickey Mouse Cup.
We've got the record for that cup, too. So
they should take the Europa League seriously and get into the Champions League.
Well, if you win the Europa League, you get in the Champions League. Yeah.
There's one team that no matter what happens, they're playing 13 more games this season. That's Leicester City. They've got zero distractions.
Right.
They're just playing in the Premier League. You can't say that about any of their close rivals.
Yeah.
And that's a worry as a Spurs fan. We've shown season in, season out that those extra competitions are a distraction.
But every team collapses sometime in the year. They just haven't done it yet.
Leicester or Tottenham?
Leicester. Tottenham lost a few, but
Chelsea
Leicester have not sort of collapsed for like a few games.
No, they've had a two-game...
They've lost two games all season.
They lost to Arsenal, they lost to Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that they would start to struggle with Liverpool and Man City, and they've taken 6 points. I mean, how can anyone predict what's going to happen with them?
And I remember a couple of people on this podcast a few months ago saying, if Jamie Vardy's not scoring, then they can't do anything. And Jamie Vardy doesn't score every game.
No, he doesn't.
Craig.
You can't see the wandering eyes of Craig on a podcast.
He's looking.
He desperately wants to jump in and point out that Vardy scored against Liverpool, but he's biting his tongue.
That was a lucky goal.
Both of them.
All
of them were lucky.
Yeah.
What a Cinderella story, though. You can't beat that.
Who here thinks they'll win the league? I'm interested. I'm genuinely intrigued to hear.
I do.
Anyone but Arsenal and Chelsea.
There's 13 games to go.
Do you think that they realistically can win it?
I would love to see them win it. And I tell you what, if they win this week, man, that's a big gap they're opening up. But 13 games. You don't know if Mahrez gets hurt or Vardy gets hurt. I mean, who do they replace those players with? Because that's their engine room, isn't it?
And then the pressure really starts getting cranked up, too.
But I like
it's
Schmeichel.
All psychological, I think.
Schmeichel in goal.
Yeah.
I wanted the Saints to get in 2 years ago. And
Casper.
The manager doesn't change their 11, right? Doesn't he play the same 11 every?
Yeah, and that's what it's supposed
very, to. Very similar.
It's pretty much every game in, game out, he plays the same 11.
Yeah, and we played their second string in the FA Cup, and we really, really dominated them, like their second string, with our second string.
Right.
So from a squad perspective, I think we have a much stronger squad than Leicester, but what Chris was saying, we've got more games to play, and their first team is lost two games. No other team
are they out of the FA Cup?
They're out of the FA Cup. We knocked them out.
Tottenham beat them in the FA Cup.
That's why they're having a good time. They only have the league to worry about.
I think someone made that point.
I think someone made that point. Why are you getting a beer?
Could have been that Spurs fan.
I'm just confirming it, everybody.
Ground control to Vinny. Ground control to Vinny.
Vinny, how many did Chelsea lose last year total?
Two. So they're on track.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But to go ahead with your point, Pellegrini said the same thing because they moved our FA Cup draw with them to a Sunday. And so he has to play. They have to go away to, DMO Kinev or something? Or
Kiev.
Zagreb. On the Wednesday, they have to play us on Sunday. And then they got to go to United or somebody like on that Tuesday. So he's saying that's just unfair that they had to move that game. All for TV rights.
Yeah.
You know?
People like to make money.
Hey, they take the money off them, so you know what?
And he said he will put out a younger team, meaning he's not going to put a strong ass out for the FA Cup draw.
Yeah, when we played, that happens.
It's going to be his top acidic 11.
That happens to all clubs who play in multiple different competitions, to be fair. Man City really have no excuse for like worrying about squads because they've just been throwing money at players willy-nilly for like the last 5 years. But as an example, we played you guys on a Sunday afternoon, so 12:30 UK time because of the TV,
right.
When we'd just flown to Azerbaijan on Thursday night for a Europa game. And so literally we're in the country for 24 hours before the game against your lot kicked off. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's stupid. It's dumb. But you got to just take it. So, or just play a shit team and get knocked out.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think, kind of go around, who do you think will win between Man City and Liverpool for the cup, League Cup?
Well, I'm going with
Wembley.
I'm going with City. And
fuck you, Bob.
And thank you, Craig. I'd love to say Liverpool because you got half of the Southampton team there, but they won't be playing, so therefore you won't win.
Okay.
You next Spurs guys.
Yeah, I think it'll probably be a draw.
Someone's got to win. Oh, I thought you just switched off.
I like Liverpool. De Bruyne is injured for Manchester City, as is Silva, as is Company. I think they're weakened, and I think Liverpool will be up for it. It's their chance to win something this year. They're in the FA Cup as well. Are they still in the FA
Tomorrow
Cup?
We play West Ham.
But hey, it's a cup final. Liverpool love their cup finals, so good luck to them.
Yeah, I'd say over the last couple of seasons as well, I might be wrong here, but I feel like Liverpool have had City's number in head-to-heads, even though City have obviously won titles and Liverpool haven't. But I honestly believe that Liverpool can win this. Yeah, I think Liverpool will win.
That's all right. That's all right.
2-1.
I'm just going on the goalkeepers. You got Hart for City and you got Mignolet for Liverpool or Buckton.
Going to say Liverpool, as long as we have good defenders and a solid keeper that day, maybe wakes up on the good side of the bed. It just depends on the day. I mean, who's going to show up?
It's a different team shows up every game.
Every game's different. Yeah. Same guys.
You got to hope that Sturridge is fit for that.
Yeah, hope and a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we just beat them 4-1 a couple of months ago, so, and that was at their stadium. So on the big day, on the big against the big
that.
Teams,
did
we
anyone else hear that?
Yeah.
Did you know Liverpool had beaten City 4-1?
I didn't know until someone mentioned it earlier in this podcast.
Beat them 4-1. And so
we're
definitely
have an attention deficit going on tonight, don't we? That's all right.
Is the game at Wembley?
I can educate as well, you know.
Where's the game at?
While we're on the subject,
can I get my little fucking speech in first?
Well, I thought you finished.
I haven't even started yet.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
It's a cup final. Anybody on the day, you know, 11 players start. I do think the favours sort of, I mean, obviously City is favoured, but I think the way Liverpool have already destroyed them once and know how to play in the big games and seem to turn it on in the big games, I have to go with Liverpool.
Just minus the games against United, but anyway.
Fuck United. And you.
Miss Jane.
I'm going to go with Liverpool because I think Klopp's going to be up for it.
Yeah.
And Man City looked terrible yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd really be something.
With everything going on behind the behind the scenes with Pellegrini,
I think
he's just kind
Bob
of like.
Could still be right.
He was not even engaged in that game yesterday. Really? So I'm going to go with Liverpool.
Chelsea Vince. Hello, Chelsea Vince.
I'm going to go with City because they have a striker and a better goalkeeper.
Fair points, too. Yeah,
they had that when we played them a couple of months ago, too.
Yep.
Well, Aguero, I think, was injured.
Not only that, they had him.
Aguero was out.
Coach, what do you say?
I agree with the injury problem with Man City. I think it's a real problem. De Bruyne's great. Silva's great. Company's great. And they're all out.
Yeah.
And I do think some guys are coming back. Coutinho's going to come back. Skrtel's not going to come back quick enough. And
Sturridge, the little
stallion.
Yeah.
The little pony that could.
Yeah, I'm gonna
he'll
go.
Be good for about 10
Funny
minutes.
It wasn't lame.
I'm going to say that as long as Company is not playing in that game, Man City can be had. And I think Liverpool is such a – you never know what you're going to get. And I think that they're going to be – you know, fired up, and they're going to want to win something. I think Klopp's a strong motivator, so I pick Liverpool in that game myself. So then we have FA Cup coming up. We have a game tomorrow.
Liverpool, West Ham. West Ham, yeah.
Okay.
So this is the replay.
Uh-huh.
And then if we win or West Ham win, they go on to Blackburn away.
Okay.
So, and then.
And that's the final 16, right?
After that, I think so, yeah.
Yep.
Leeds is still in it.
Leeds is still
I know,
in it.
That's great. Hey, that would make a season, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? Leeds, Liverpool final.
If they made the FA Cup final, I'd go home for that.
Who do Leeds have in the next round?
City.
They do not. I can't remember now.
Spurs.
Bristol City.
Yeah. I can't remember. Because they were playing, there was between two teams. I can't remember which two teams it was.
Someone had to win.
Someone has
and
to
maybe
win.
Maybe it hasn't been determined
I think
yet,
someone
right?
has to win tomorrow to play them.
Right.
Can't
okay.
remember.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, we played. We got knocked out by Leeds in the FA Cup like 2 years ago.
Oh, I know. I remember that.
Do you remember the only thing that it was the only moment that was even memorable to Spurs fans was Gareth Bale doing 360 turn down the wing. But you guys beat us anyway. So yeah, that was the last time we played Leeds.
We're towards the end of the show. Before we cut it off, any more last comments? Nope.
You haven't talked up our sponsor.
I haven't.
Maybe we can talk about it next week. But the whole thing. Because we talked about the Super Bowl at the beginning with
he's going to cut all that out
with the Rams trying to find a new home. That's going to screw up Arsenal even more if they wanted to spend any money.
Same ownership, huh?
Yes.
Mm. Not the same pot.
You know though. What we didn't do though? We didn't do the like predictions for Super Sunday next week. Arsenal, Leicester,
ooh.
Spurs, Man City.
Two big games. Two. It is
the top four.
You know, And Greg, I know earlier you said that it was Super Sunday, and it is a great Sunday. So let's go around and pick the two games. We have a Leicester.
Oh, you might come out for
Leicester
that game.
Arsenal.
What do you think of the Norwich Sunderland game?
What's Norwich?
That'll be one.
What's Norwich? What's Norwich?
So Norwich. Bob, your picks for Leicester v. Arsenal and Spurs v. City.
Norwich.
I'll have Arsenal and I'll take Spurs.
Arsenal and Spurs. Okay.
Yeah.
Chris has left us. But
I'm going to say Leicester Arsenal draw. Fingers crossed for that one.
Look at him.
And I don't know. I'm gonna say Spurs. I'm gonna try and be confident about this one. Although I'm gonna have a twitchy ass for 90 minutes.
City can be had. Yep. City can be had. Eric the ref.
Leicester and Spurs.
Okay.
Leicester City.
They are playing at home.
Leicester City.
No. Leicester City. That's my first pick. I haven't got any other.
Yeah, crazy.
Leicester City and City.
Leicester City and City.
Yeah.
Wow, that's creative. Miss Jane.
I'm going to go Leicester, and I'm going to go Spurs because I'm going to assume that they're going to watch that game all week to see what Leicester did against City.
And
so.
The only reason I pick actually City is that it's hard to play a team that's just being beaten up. They come back bouncing.
Yeah, pissed. I mean, they've got a great record against us, so, yeah, it could go.
If you ask me who I want to win, I actually would rather Spurs win.
Chelsea Vince.
Who's the home teams?
Stay with the program, Vinny.
It's Arsenal. It's at the Arsenal Leicester is at the Emirates, and City Spurs is at the Etihad.
Oh.
Sponsorship.
I'm going to go a draw with the Leicester game.
Too late.
And then I'm going to go Spurs on the second game.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Coach.
Think so.
I'm going to bet what I want.
Sure, that's okay.
Leicester and Tottenham.
Right. You going to go with that?
I'm going to go with.
I'm same picks with me. I like those two teams. Well, before we wrap up, I do want to, as always, reach out and thank our sponsor, the Old Chip British. Actually, our sponsors, the Old Chip British Pub and Restaurant. They have two locations, one here in 1120 West 17th Street in Santa Ana, and the other at 709 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. And our latest sponsor, Security National Mortgage Corporation. They do your traditional forward mortgages. Then they also do those reverse mortgage, which we're familiar with, right?
That's just, it's a very good product.
No. Again, this has been the Two Yanks V Brits Soccer Show live from Podcast Cubby.
Ciao!
Ciao.
It's the Two Yanks V Brits Soccer Show.